Right, I'm delighted to say Ian Watson joins me ahead of a Challenge Cup final this Saturday. Ian, you had a big game yesterday against Hull Kingston Rovers. Didn't quite go your way. How are you feeling now going into, you know, this sort of preparation for Wembley? A couple of days now, you must be mega busy with stuff.
Yeah, really good now, mate. And now we've got the OKR game out of the way. Obviously, we've had a few issues at the beginning of the week, which have been well publicised, where we couldn't train. And we trained, obviously, on the day of the game of the OKR in the morning, but that was more looking at the preparation for Leeds rather than preparation for OKR. I thought the boys were outstanding that played against OKR. We came in, we picked a team the night before on Zoom, where we went through a little bit of the Leeds video again in preparation for that, so not looking at the whole KR, but it was just more about getting the detail right, so the boys, because they'd have lack of training time on the field, that they were just getting enough training time in between the years. But like I said, the boys who actually turned out and played on Tuesday, I thought were phenomenal, did a great job for the team and for the club, mate.
How tough is it for you as a coach at the moment? Is it really testing your resources? I mean, the games are coming thick and fast. Like you said, you're not getting a lot of training. You're having to do stuff over like these computer things and Zoom and stuff like that. Must be really testing time at the moment.
Yeah, it just. I think over lockdown, we've got really good at using Zoom and things like them. Whereas before, we probably weren't very good at them, but we're pretty good now. There was quite a lot of jokes knocking around at the beginning of lockdown when we were trying to use Zooms and they weren't working properly, and we're trying to let boys in, and some are getting in and some are not getting in. It was kind of all like fun and games, really, to be fair, but we've got pretty good at using all that kind of stuff now, so the boys are kind of used to it. And it's different, and it does challenge you, but it's good in a different way as well, that it's kind of a little bit of a freshener as well, because you've got to come up with different ways to kind of explain yourself and to work with the players rather than being in so close of contact with them, to be fair.
How are the players feeling, you know, this Wembley week? It's a special week now. Some players haven't experienced this before, some players have. It's going to be quite bittersweet for you. You, I mean, you're at for a final, but obviously there's going to be no crowd there, so that must be a bit tough on the players, but they must be really excited for this. It's a chance to go down in Salford Rugby League history.
Yeah, they're absolutely made up with getting there, mate, and it being the big showpiece event again on from 12 months of being in the grand final for some of these boys as well. So we've got a lot of experience there with guys who've been there as well, and hopefully that stands in good stead going down to Wembley, because it can be an intimidating place to play, and especially when the crowds are there as well. And that's, you'd have loved to have had all the Salford supporters in there as well and put a little bit of pressure on probably some of the Leeds players, because quite a lot of the Leeds players have probably not been there before as well, and are quite young. Some of them will have been, and the club obviously know what it's about going to Wembley, because they've been a lot. But it would have been great to have all the Salford supporters in there and making an atmosphere which is normally kind of available to teams in them big games like Grand Finals and Challenge Cup Finals, which makes the occasion even better. Challenge Cup Finals has been an absolute showpiece event for years and years. Everyone loves it. Everyone from every other club goes down and supports the Challenge Cup final. So yeah, to not have supporters in is a big loss for everybody, but at the same time, people are still going to get to see it. It's still being played and it can still be celebrated.
Do you turn that into a positive then by saying that to your players? Do you tell them, you know, these supporters have been through thick and thin with the club, let's win it for those supporters and take that Challenge Cup home, even though they're not there at Wembley? How special would it be to take it home? I suppose you've got to put a positive spin on things, and is that what you're telling the players?
Yeah, the players know, mate. The one good thing about the club over the last 4 years is it's really kind of reclaimed that kind of community feel, and where it's, the club belongs to everybody. That's a good thing. That's what a club should be. It should be belong to everybody. It should be belong to the people of Salford, and rightly so. It doesn't belong to probably the players and the coaches who were there at their time. They're doing a job and holding a really valuable position within the club and the community, and they've got a responsibility to do that. It's the supporters that are there year in, year out, following the team, and it's the club they support. It's not, they don't support individual, when they're playing for them, they do support individual players. This is a big occasion as well for the players. It's a big occasion for the supporters of the club, and I think, like I said, over the last 4 years, the players are well aware of that. This is a community club now, and they go out there representing the people of Salford. I think the players last night, we spoke about in the week about the challenges we've faced and what we've actually been about over the last couple of years as a group, and that we don't let things like this affect us, and we just deal with them and move on, and we have no excuses. And I thought the boys represented that well last night. And going to the Challenge Cup final, that's what we've got to do again. We've got to represent our team, our club, and our area.
Where will this rank with your sort of personal career up to now? You led us out in a grand final last year. Does Wembley sort of top that? You know, the Challenge Cup is a special thing. I mean, it was for you as a kid growing up, wasn't it? Obviously, and a player. It's a special tournament. I know people talk about the grand final, but I think to a lot of supporters, the Challenge Cup's like the holy grail of rugby league, isn't it? So how's it going to rank for you? You know, you're going to be proud as anything walking out there on Saturday afternoon.
The grand final, although it's a big thing, it's still quite a new concept over the term of the Super League, whereas the Challenge Cups, the history of it, flipping heck, it's hundreds of years old. It's what everybody's watched. It's what people in Australia have tuned into watching in a morning. It's what they've always wanted to come across to this country to play in that event, and it's held in that high esteem as well. Is anyone who's brought up on rugby wants to experience a Challenge Cup final or play in a Challenge Cup final. It's a real proud moment, mate, to be fair. Playing in big games is a proud moment, or every game you kind of coach it within the club's a great experience. I'm for one, definitely looking forward to it. I'm just really pleased for the players within the club who've worked so hard to kind of get here over the years. Particular people like Mark Flanagan, he retires at the end of this year, to go out playing at Wembley and hopefully being able to kind of lift the cup as well with Lee Mossop, it'd be an absolute phenomenal achievement, because everyone in the past is always like, you go to Salford and you don't go to Salford to win and compete for trophies, and that's what people like Mark Flanagan and Lee Mossop have changed, that mentality of that group, that actually you come to Salford and you want to compete and do your best and you want to win things.
Certainly, I think we've seen that recently. I went with the signing of Callum Watkins coming to the club, and there's quite a few names being bandied about for next season, but we seem to have that now where we can... Yeah, I think we've shown the intention, haven't we, with the signings that we've made recently, with the likes of Callum Watkins and people who are being named for next season, that you can attract those sort of players now, that they want to come to Salford to win things. That must be a pleasing thing for you of what the legacy you're building at Salford, Ian.
Kind of full circle. If you think about a few years ago, a lot of players were coming to Salford, probably because we had Marwan, and Marwan had a hell of a lot of money, and that's not the right, for the right reasons to be doing things. You've got to still have it's all right and getting paid good money, but you've got to have ambition to compete and win things, and that's what's got to drive you ultimately. And it's where them challenges lie, and then you choose your path on the back end of that, really. And I think that's what these players have done, is they've seen over time that the mentality of the club's changed, that it's not just happy to be just sat in Super League. It actually wants to compete and win things. I mean, as far as the club goes, there's no other club that's done what we've done in the last couple of years in terms of being sat near the bottom end of the table when we kind of came in to go in up to the top end of the table and compete in a grand final and then back it up and compete in a Challenge Cup final. You look at Castleford, who probably were at the closest at that, where they were struggling at 1 year, and they came up and they eventually got to a grand final a few years ago when Zach Ardick was there. But then the following year, they didn't get to a Challenge Cup final or anything like that. It's them moments where you kind of really build your club on the back of, and it's for the club to sustain that.
When you walk out on Saturday, Ian, what do? Do you come out in a suit and then put your tracksuit again, like you did at the grand final, or have you got to wear a suit this weekend? Have you had your orders yet from the people at the club?
Yeah, I've got to wear a suit walking out, Paul. So, and then I'll be doing exactly what I did at the grand final, mate. Getting changed pretty quickly.
Well, dead right. I know a lot of the supporters really sort of think that of you, Ian. You're always on the touchline, barking your orders out, and we don't want you to change from that. We want you on the touchline there on Saturday. Well, listen, Ian. Thank you very much for speaking to me on behalf of Devil in Detail and Salford City Radio. It's great to speak to you, and I just want to wish you all the best from me and all our listeners for Saturday. And let's hope you can bring that cup home, mate.